and then some transfers that came in, mid-year last year, and then some of the guys that we're getting them up to speed that came in the summer. So for us, obviously, it was just back to basics, trying to become the best version of ourselves and figure out, which guys we're gonna make the trip down to UCF. But I love the veteran presence right now. I love the leadership that we have on the team, and I thought the guys that we expect to have big years have really stepped up and have been playing high level ball.
What's the toughest thing as you bring in transfers with a team that also had some veteran leaders back? What's the toughest thing as a coach trying to mold those guys into one unit?
Well, I think it's letting the guys know that have been here and have been inundated in our culture. It's their job to bring the new guys along, show them the way, execute at a high level, and let them know what our programmatic standards are, and how we show up and how we have elite attention to detail and how we feel like our preparation is our edge, and how hard we practice and how hard we compete is ultimately going to be the great separator when it comes to game day. So it's teaching those guys the UNH way. And then also being open-minded and having conversations with some of the guys that came in on things that have worked at their previous institutions, and things that we could do better as well. So it's constantly looking to evolve. It's sitting down with those guys and asking them what they like about our program in the short time they've been here, and then again some things that they would like to see improved upon, and just make sure we're all kind of collectively pulling in the same direction.
Talk about your team a little bit. Offensively, you lost an All-American quarterback in Max Brosberg, but you brought in a player in Seth Morgan who has quite a bit of experience at some different schools. How's that transition gone, and what does Seth bring to the table?
You know what? When we were looking throughout the recruiting process and the transfer portal midway through last year, Seth was one of the most productive guys in there. He had over 9,000 yards of offense at two different schools. He proved he could do it at a high level, being rookie of the year in the SoCon, and then playing on a team that made the playoffs. So I think he's poised. I think he's been productive. I think the thing with him was just getting integrating with a new roster. Three teams in 3 years. So from a leadership standpoint, I think is where he really has taken strides in the right direction through the summer. It was a really productive summer for us in terms of the guys that made the sacrifice and stayed up here, and he was a huge reason why. So I love where he's at. I think he's a smart guy. He's cerebral. He sees the field. He can throw people open. He's athletic enough, where he can be evasive in the pocket. But also I think he wants to stand in there and deliver, and some live situations when we went in camp, like he has the ability to have some courage and make some tough throws. So, we're really excited to see, how he progresses.
Got a couple questions for you. The first from Roger Brown. Good morning, Roger. Good
Morning, guys. How are you, Rick?
Doing great, Roger.
When you were a player, I know the team, UNH team, had a lot of success against FBS opponents. Can you just talk a little bit about your mindset and maybe the team's mindset going into those games? Were you confident for any reason or just loose? And the reason I ask is, do you use that to help prepare your current team for this week's game?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I think kind of reflecting upon past experiences can be beneficial. But at the same time, it's obviously it's a new year, it's a new group of guys, and we haven't had an FBS win on the roster right now. So I think the message that I gave the guys yesterday after practice was, first and foremost, you need to handle your emotions early in this game. I think it's going to be an incredible venue. They nickname it the bounce house for a reason. The student section is going to be off the charts. And it's one of the best home field advantages in the country. So managing your emotions, I think initially you need to withstand their charge. It's easy to get down early in these games. They're obviously it's their home opener. They're going to be fired up. They want to get off to a fast start. So I think it's the longer you can hang in these games, the more pressure is then going to be flipped on the other side of it. And obviously with one of this magnitude, everybody in the country expects us to lose. So I think that's a great place to be. It's truly us against the world. It's an underdog mentality. And then any success we have in this game, I think that's going to garner really well for us once we get back into FCS play. So that's the message. Just cut it loose, have fun. All the pressure's on them. And then we can take a lot of really good teachable moments from this game, as we get back into FCS play.
Next question is more from Kyle Kensington. Go ahead, Kyle.
Morning, Coach. mentioning Seth, last year, you know, he stepped in for a guy in Tyson Beguette, who's, you know, a Harlan Hill winner and has managed to stick around the NFL pretty effectively. Does that factor in at all when you have a guy who's shown that he can step in for a great player and run the offense pretty seamlessly and replacing somebody with like Max, who was as good as he was?
Yeah, I think so. And to Seth's credit, we brought him in and we didn't guarantee him the spot. You know, we told him between Matt Beza and Barry Kleinpeter, some guys that we already had on the roster that we think have bright futures in their own right. You know, it was going to be an open competition. And he still chose New Hampshire because of how we've developed quarterbacks over the years. And he came in and he worked at it and truly won the position. So that showed us kind of who he is as a man, as a competitor. And, you know, he's the right guy to lead us going forward. But he's also proven that he's come in, as you've mentioned, for someone who's been extremely productive. And I don't think he felt any sort of added pressure. I think he wants to be the reason why we're successful and, you know, leave his own lasting legacy on this program.
Rick, while the quarterback has changed, you return pretty much your whole group of wide receivers who all had a great year. It seemed to be a different guy every week that would turn in a big game. How have they adjusted to Seth, and how nice is it for him to have all those weapons on the outside?
Yeah, I think it's as deep of a group as we have, you know, starting with our captain, Logan Tomlinson. I think he can do it all. You know, he can play in the slot. He can play out wide, really cerebral guy. Great, you know, in terms of at the reception point, being strong. He can make contested catches. So he's done a phenomenal job from a leadership standpoint and getting on the same page with Seth. You know, Joey Corcoran is somebody who 2 years ago was our leading receiver. And when Logan came in, we kind of moved him around a little bit. And I really love the progression of him throughout the offseason. Expect him to have a really big year for us. You know, Caleb Burke is also back and someone who's really dynamic in the slot for us and Josh Fillion. So, you know, us having our top four or five playmakers back, you know, as well as like a Colby Ramshaw, who was a freshman All-American last year. And I think he continues to progress. So, I think the great thing is those guys understood the scheme, understood the expectation, and they were bringing Seth along and allowing him to progress, you know, in the manner that he has.
Well, let's talk a little bit on the defensive side of the ball. Flex Ruiz and Josiah Silver are guys that everybody in FCS football knows about. They enter their senior years on the defensive line. How much are you counting on them to sort of be the leaders of your group?
Yeah, I think we're going to go as far as they're going to take us as far as a defensive standpoint. I think, you know, they've been around the program. They've been around the conference. They understand the uphill battle that we're against with the great teams that we're going to face week in and week out. But they're up for the challenge. You know, the fact that they both had opportunities to leave and decided to stay for their last year kind of shows you how much this program means to them. But yeah, they're going to be really special players for us. And what I love about them, they've as productive as they've been in the last few years, they're as hungry as we've ever seen them. And obviously we didn't have the success we wanted last year. So I think that was also a reason for them to come back and make sure that they can go out on top, you know, during their senior campaign.
You've touched a little bit earlier about the environment you're walking to in UCF. As you've studied that team on film, you know, give us some of the things that they'll challenge you with.
Yeah, I think offensively, they just play really, really fast. You know, they want to go up tempo. They're not going to huddle. They're, you know, they're going to force you to get your calls in really quick. You know, you look last year, I think they were 50% on third down, which was fourth or fifth in FBS, top five in rushing offense. So, you know, they can be vanilla and base in what they do because they play so fast. I think they've done a phenomenal job recruiting as well. You know, you look at some of the different publications, anywhere from 3 to 6 in the country in terms of the transfer portal ranking. So phenomenal job recruiting by their coaches, really fast on offense. And then, you know, a different defensive coordinator coming in from Oklahoma. And, you know, so you look at that tape, they blitz from everywhere, multitude of fronts. Every single game, it seemed like they had a different game plan. So the tendencies are very much skewed, and it's tough to find kind of exactly what they're doing in different field zones. And I think that's by design, and they do such a good job of self-scouting themselves. So we got to handle pressure from their defense, and we got to expect them to play some cover one and get in our face and challenge us. We got to make some contested throws and catches.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck on Thursday night down at UCF, and I look forward to talking again next week.